And so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling from Megalia, California. It is February the 1st, 2016. This is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. We have some people on the phone connected with us right now. You hear us, folks, live. Every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else joining in. Thank you all for your participation with this awesome group of people with intentions for the highest good of all concerned. I'm just very glad to be part of this, and I thank you all.
And we thank you.
All right.
For the wonderful job you do.
Thank you. It is my pleasure. And I haven't seen Wynn his email yet. I think Wynn is still on the road today, so we might not even receive an email. Usually,
I have an email.
Yeah, there it is. Detachment.
He was sending one out.
Terry Brown. Hello,
Hi.
My beloved sister. How are you, Terry?
Hello, Terry.
Good, good. In the midst of tax.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me I engaged you yesterday.
Yeah, you inspired me.
Oh, my goodness.
You're
all
early.
Right.
You don't need to start that until April 14th.
Yeah.
Knowing how long it takes me to figure everything out, I need to start it really early.
I'm just teasing. I wish I had that organized.
Welcome those that just got on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Raiden Knight, Cave Creek, Arizona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in?
Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Maryland. We have three Marylands right now. Welcome.
Now we're all on board.
Yeah.
But only one Cecil.
But only one Cecil
oh.
will remain that way, I bet you.
Is that good or bad, Cecil?
I don't know. I'm kind of used to it. But doesn't seem to be a whole lot of us.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
As Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good
hi,
evening, Don.
Hi,
and welcome
Don.
To the call.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Hey, Dharmananda. How are you?
Good, and you?
You sound great. I'm good as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, excuse me, Morgan in California.
You're excused,
Morgan.
Morgan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, too.
All right.
Okay.
Feeling a bit better, Morgan?
A little. It comes and goes.
All right.
Rats. I hope everybody survived that wicked windstorm we've had.
Are you in L.A.?
No, up in the mountains up above it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a terrific thunderstorm and lightning and snow and wind.
Well, we didn't get any snow, but we got everything else.
You got snow in Arizona?
Yeah, it's been snowing all day.
And I just got a few people joining in the call over here. Welcome those folks. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Catherine from California.
Good evening, Catherine, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good evening.
Come here,
please. All right. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Your snow isn't sticking to the ground, is it, Terry?
It's starting to stick. It's sticking in places. The road is sticking a little bit on the road, but if it keeps up, it's going to be all over the road, too. But Flagstaff, I'm sure, is sticking, which is 40 miles north of here.
Wow.
We have a Flagstaff Amy on the line over here, but I first want to welcome those who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
My brother Chris, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, guys?
All right. Hey, another beautiful day. Thank you for being here, Chris.
Yeah, man.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you desire to do so. Thank you for the next caller. To the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It is Wynn.
The free man.
Hello.
All right. Good evening, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hello, Marilyn.
You finally got your helicopter in, did you?
He took his spaceship tonight.
He's on a native.
Are you guys making fun of me?
We wouldn't
no.
think of it.
Just on your vehicle.
Would we do that?
See if I care. I'm detached.
Good.
Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus. Hello.
Hello,
hi.
Suzanne. Good evening. Good to hear your voice.
Hi. Yeah, you too. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. And in the meantime, it is last caller. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Don has called back in.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
BBS on?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We're rocking with BBS.
All right. Things are off.
You want to hear a joke?
No.
Yes.
Wait a second.
A robot walks into a bar, and the bartender says, what's happening? What do you want? And the robot said, well, I'm feeling a little uptight right now. So the bartender hands him a screwdriver.
Oh, that's cute.
That'll do it.
Hey. No, I'm not going to. I was going to tell a joke about a bar, but I'm not going to do it. I'm resisting the temptation. Here we go. I'm muting you all.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Hey, we have made it till February 1st. You guys notice how fast this year is?
All callers are unmuted.
Yes.
Very fast.
Yeah, very fast.
I mean, like, remember how long it took to go through a month, and now it's going like this. Okay?
Like it's a week.
Is it the same for people that are 20 years old, or is it just us old people that are experiencing this?
No, it's for me,
old people. I don't know. We'll have to ask them. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get someone on our line.
I just said it. It's the same for me as well.
Yeah.
And me.
Heist, you're not 20.
Well, I'm 75 now, and time just whizzes by. I thought when I got older and I got slower, time would get slower. It doesn't work that way.
No, I was always told that it got faster. The older you got, the faster the time went.
Yep. Yeah.
That's because if you're on the over the hill, you get sort of down the other side. You really zoom.
Only if there's snow on that road, on that hill.
Then you can go down backwards.
Remember when you were 8 years old? How long it took for Christmas to come?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah, about 5 years.
Yeah, how many of you notice, how many think that time is getting faster as a result of being on these calls?
Me.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I can't tell.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because.
What?
Other people are saying it too, though.
They are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't mean everybody doesn't have time going fast. But maybe a lot. I'll tell you. Let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
You know, the past couple of days, 2 days, I'm out in the world. Terry and I were in Phoenix, and then I'm in Tucson now. And why am I in Tucson? Too much. I don't even know. I came to Tucson so I could lose myself. That's what I did today. But I've been observing people, and I see, you know, I think we talked about this on Sunday, that we were staying in Phoenix at a Motel 6, and then we went to a Mexican restaurant, and there were all of these people sitting at a table with great vibes. I mean, really, really having a good time in a genuine way. And then we went to the supermarket, which was like 2 blocks away. And all these people, we were sitting in near the deli counter at a little lunchroom there. We were sitting there, and we were in view, earshot, of the deli counter. And all these people were coming up, and the woman was saying, "Hi, Joe. Hi, Mary." And they were really genuinely greeting people. Now, interestingly enough, I don't see that in Sedona. Sedona is supposed to be, there's one restaurant there that has that feel to it. Maybe two, okay? One of them is called, Nick's is kind of one. The other one is, they call themselves a dive. And I normally wouldn't go into it, except it came up highly rated everywhere. And some woman is on, it's off the beaten track. It's a bar with a little restaurant owned by the same family or the same woman for 30 years. And all these regulars are there, and they all know each other. But it's not a sophisticated new agey place. But the new agey places don't usually have that vibe. Very interesting. And they should. Why don't they? I'm sure there's a reason for it. I probably know the reason. I don't want to go into it. It was, you know, this whole thing of spiritual evolution has to ground itself in an ordinary way. As far out as it all is, if it doesn't translate to being the ability to be ordinary, then there's something wrong. Because if you feel superior to someone, if you think, oh, I'm ascending this realm, look at all those other people down there. What a bunch of idiots. Why don't they get it? Why don't they know it's really important? It's like, I better tell them, and then they're not interested. Okay? You know, this whole idea of graduating as well, you don't have to focus on it consciously for it to happen. In fact, focusing on it consciously might lead to a lot of anxiety and saying, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. And then you go up that, run that flag up the pole. And it's got to ground itself in an ordinary way. And in the law of one, everybody's part of each other. And, you know, I happen to be staying in Tucson. And I'm in Vaughn. Some of you know Vaughn. I went to L.A. and Vaughn had a condo in L.A. and I stayed there a couple of years ago. And now he and his friend, partner, are in Tucson and they're selling something at the gem show. And they rented an Airbnb condo. Have you heard of Airbnb? If you're ever traveling, and you want to, it's not always cheap, but if you look, you can find really cheap things on Airbnb, because Airbnb, you can, it's where, if you have a spare, also, you, some of you may be able to make some extra money with this. If you have a spare room in your house, and that you'd like temporary visitors, and Airbnb lists it. They list all these people that have rooms in their homes, extra homes, whatever. And they've gotten fairly widespread. So you can go into any city and you can find a huge span of things available for one night, two nights, three nights. And some of it is, some of the listings are funny. Some people rent their living room couch for $25 a night. And some people rent luxurious total homes for $300 a night. So if you happen to have a house and you're trying to make ends meet, check out Airbnb, because you can set it up to have visitors. And it seems like for most people, they like the experience, particularly if you have a big house and you live alone and you're somewhat lonely, or, you know, you don't know what you're doing. Now you have all these people that you're entertaining, and it's fun. And it's called Air, one word, Airbnb. So I'm on the couch of Vaughn's Airbnb condo that he's renting here. And it was really windy last night. And the electricity turned off in this area. And so it was already time to go to bed. It wasn't that bad. It was maybe 11 o'clock. But the electricity was off. And there was a knock on the door. And there's this guy that lives in one of the upstairs units, and he knocked on the door. He never even met Vaughn, but he was going around to all his neighbors, and he was passing out little votive candles so people wouldn't be stranded in the dark. And I was amazed. I mean, that is like such an act of caring and making good energy and making good neighbors. And Vaughn is only a temporary neighbor for a while at Airbnb. And a lot of times neighbors, people that are in condos, don't like it when people are renting their condo out. They don't like it because they get all these strangers going in and out. They don't know who's there. So in any case, just sharing that with you, those are really little things that make me feel hopeful. You know, in the reincarnation of Edgar Casey, when I was writing that, the voice that identified itself as the Ra group through David Wilcock was saying that things are going to get hard, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good because it's going to drive people, hopefully. I mean, there's nothing is locked in stone, but what they said was it would drive people towards helping each other, and in the helping, they would open up their hearts, and they'd end up graduating this realm. And it seems to me that might be actually happening now. And, you know, when you're in the world, don't miss an opportunity to share, to care. Don't be a fool. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Don't think of, you know, don't let people closer than until they prove themselves. You know, trust is something that should be earned. It's not something to give automatically. You can test the situation. In other words, for example, if you're loaning somebody money, maybe you can afford $5 or $10. And if they don't pay you back, then don't loan them $50. But if they came up to you and wanted to borrow $50, maybe that would put you in tough straits if they didn't pay you back. So every time you deal in an issue that has trust, then test it, build it. If you're going to have a love relationship, go out with somebody. Don't jump in and move in with them, like somebody I know, or I won't say. Go out with them over a period of time. Get to know them so that you trust them. Because if you just jump in too hot and heavy, you get hurt. I'm sure many of you have done that, including me. And I probably have hurt people because I jumped into something and I thought it was one thing. And when I was in the middle of it, it wasn't what I thought it was. And I got out of it. I had to leave and I really hurt the other person. You know, sometimes if you hurt somebody, you can cause someone to kill themselves. It happens often. So don't, the law of one and the fact we're all part of each other doesn't mean you're supposed to be a fool. It means test things out and let trust evolve. You know, over time, people usually show themselves. And don't make over time when you're so entrenched in it, you can't get out of it, whether it's a friend, a lover, a business partner, you know, let it incubate. And, you know, I picked the topic of detachment, and detachment is an interesting topic because in this realm, this is me talking. This didn't come from the Elohim. This is my idea that you have to develop attachment to a certain degree to graduate. Because if you're attached, then you're attached. And why are you going to graduate if you're attached? Like, if you're thinking, man, I got to make a lot of money. I got to be a rock star. Or I got to be like, you have a model of somebody, like Jim Morrison. And you really have that in your mind. Then if you die, that becomes something that brings you back into this realm. If you think you didn't do your life right, you screwed it all up, then that will bring you back into this realm. I got to come back and do it right. So detachment, it's, you know, it's kind of a Zen concept. It doesn't mean you can't do anything. You can do everything. But you can be detached. If it doesn't happen, so what? If it does happen, so what? You ride with it. If you're attaining a sense of mastery, the first step in that is acceptance. Acceptance of things the way they are right now. I don't want to accept it. I'm sick. I don't want to accept it. I don't have enough money to pay the rent. I don't want to accept it. I don't want to accept it. No. Well, It doesn't mean things can't get acceptance. Does not mean that it's going to stay that way. In fact, if you want something to change, the best way for it to change is to accept the way it is. That creates the maximum opportunity for something to shift. And if you resist the way things are, that creates the maximum circumstance for them to stay that way. There's a saying that goes, that which you resist persists. So it's kind of a catch-22. And somehow you have to reconcile it to work with this realm successfully, because otherwise you're in a constant state of resistance, and everything keeps persisting. So how do you do that? The key word is detachment. Detachment from outcome. Somebody said, you know, a master will be the same when things are going good and when they're going bad. And they're just flowing with it. You see, what goes on inside you doesn't have to reflect what's going on outside. Very important principle. What's going on inside you doesn't have to reflect what's going on outside. And you can be in a state, and, you know, I go out in the world, I see these people, and I'm amazed, some young people who I know are wanderers, and I know they may not consciously acknowledge themselves, but I can see Terry see me pick them out, because I can see that those people have the ability to stay cool no matter what's going on around them. And when you get that ability, when you internalize that, people start gravitating towards you. They sense it because they can dump all their garbage on you and you don't flinch, okay? People will dump garbage. You know, being a spiritual person could also mean being a garbage collector, because people dump garbage and you pick it up and then you transmute it, okay, into other dimensions. And detachment means you can take risks. You can do things. And since you're not attached to the outcome, if you don't get the outcome you wanted, you just let it go and do something else. You know, I make loads of mistakes. At one point, I gave myself permission to make mistakes. I don't have to always be right. And I think that anyone who has gotten extremely successful, most of them will tell you the story that they failed numerous times before they got successful. They went bankrupt. Donald Trump went bankrupt. And they rolled with it, and they kept coming back. And detachment does not mean lack of passion. You can still be passionate. If you're making something happen, first of all, passion is one of the things that touches other people. When somebody's passionate, they have their whole energy hanging out. You can feel them. And you can't, I don't think you can feign real passion. And so you have to be willing to take the risk to be passionate. Being passionate is not the same as wearing your heart on your sleeve. Within the context of passion, you can give yourself to a circumstance, to a situation, to someone else, even an and you don't have to possess it. You can, with passion and detachment, you are in good shape. I was looking up some quotes here on detachment. I think, let's see what other people say. Detachment is not that you should own nothing, but that nothing should own you. That's a good one, okay? And that also means you could substitute no one, and no one should own you. Even if you're married, okay, you still have to be detached, okay? Looking at a bunch of good things on detachment here. Walk with the dreamers, the believers, the courageous, the cheerful, the planners, the doers, the successful people with their heads in the clouds and their feet on the ground. Let their spirit ignite a fire within you to leave this world better than when you found it. I think that when it comes down to it, when it comes down to foundational energy, it's the energy of what we create for each other, what we give to each other, that makes us feel that it's worthwhile to be alive. You know, you can do a lot of other things that are temporary. Fun, they don't last, they're just fun. You go to the amusement park, you know. You have an affair. You win something on the stock market. Okay, money is always good. Money is good. Money is not evil. Because money is a tool. And money gives you freedom. Money gives you time. Money gives you the ability to help other people. So it is okay to make lots of money. And it's even more okay to do it without the money controlling you or owning you. That's more rare, because in this realm, money is like God. Really is. It's like so worship in this realm that if you have money, people will kiss your ass. People will throw the women will throw themselves at you. And if you don't have any money, they abandon you. They turn away. And that's not the reason to have money. If you have money, if you want people to worship you, you can get that. But you know what? Who wants those people? Who wants them? I don't want them. It's like money is a tool. And if you can cooperate with other people, and when you do that, money comes in. It's amazing. People sense detachment and passion. They do. And I have always found if I'm selling something, and I could be both detached and passionate, people would buy more. In fact, people would be throwing money. It's like when you're feeling needy, it is so hard to get over the hump of feeling needy. How do you get over the hump of being needy? This is going to sound silly. You get detached from your neediness. You look at it and say, oh, there I am being needy. And we'll keep moving through it. And before you know it, you'll create an opportunity that's on the other side of your neediness. Neediness is not bad. Neediness is a driving force to make you move and have motion. If you don't use it in that way, you can just let it totally defeat you. You can feel worthless, unworthy, Why do I feel empty? It's okay to feel empty, because once you move through it, you can get on the other side of it. And people suddenly will start to care. It works that way. It's amazing. It's like everybody is psychic. Everybody is psychic. Everybody reads everything, whether you like it or not. And I know people, and so do you, that try to hide what they're projecting. They want to look good. They don't hide it. They're just boring because they don't know how to share energy. And you have to not be ashamed. There are people that will judge you, okay? So don't go out in the middle of them. But you can always hang out around strangers. Why is it that vacations are so much fun? Because you put yourself in an environment with strangers, and suddenly, when you're away from your home environment, you're far more open. When you're in everyone, this is true, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to everyone. Everyone, or most people, when they're in their home environment, they're kind of protective, they protect their space, because no one wants, I hope you're still on, let me see a second. No one wants to create, it looks like we're still on. I'm using a different phone today. No one wants to create bad energy at the place they live, okay? You know, I sometimes, if I have a really important call to make, if I have a phone call that could make a big difference, could make a lot of money, it could change somebody's attitude. Sometimes, and I did this more in the past, but I still sometimes do it. I don't want to do it at my home, because if it fails, I don't want to leave the energy of failure in the house. So I drive somewhere, and I make the phone call in my car. In fact, I drive to in Sedona, they have all these mesas and vortexes. I used to drive to the top of the airport mesa, where you could look down on all of Sedona. And if I was not having a good day, if I didn't feel powerful in myself, then if I went up to the top of that mesa and made the phone call, I could access the power of the mesa. It was a huge landmass. And you guys might try it. If you're calling somebody like, and it's a big job interview, sometimes get on the phone in a PowerPoint in your area. And there always are PowerPoints. And it doesn't have to be a mesa. It doesn't even have to be in nature. When we were living in Pasadena, I used to drive to the top of this parking garage. It was outside, and I felt on top of the parking garage a sense of power. And you know what? If it didn't go well, if whatever I wanted to accomplish didn't go well, I would drive away, come home, and I would leave the rejection or the failure on top of the parking lot, and it didn't stick in my house. You know, things do stick. Energy sticks. If you have a fight somewhere, it sticks. The energy sticks in the environment. If you get a big rejection or a broken heart, wherever you had the broken heart, wherever you had your relationship, and suddenly you were rejected, it sticks in that environment, in that room, in that house. That's why sometimes at the beginning of a relationship, it's not a bad idea to meet it. If you can afford it, meet at motels. That way, if it doesn't work, it's not in your house. Okay? Don't let it move to your house until you feel more secure, so you trust the person more with your feelings. And there is a risk. You have to, everyone has to take a risk. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't. And so it's better to take a risk and fail than not do it. That's being detached. Being detached is being able to take a risk and fail. And, you know, when you take the idea of detachment and you add it to the idea of graduating this realm, they work really well together. Because take your inventory and see what you're attached to. See what you think you need to fulfill yourself. Because those are the things that are going to make you reincarnate back in this realm. Because you need them. And they're available here. They're not available on the other side. So you have to come back in this realm to fulfill them. And it's do it till you're sick of it, right? That was my song that we played. I played that on Sunday. That was one of my old songs. And it just said, it's better to do it and get the experience of it than to think about it and say, I want that experience. There was an English poet by the name of William Blake. And when I was younger, I read some of his poems and some of his quotes, and they kind of blew my mind, because I thought I was pretty dumb when I was young. I thought, like, oh my God, I don't want to be a physics major. What am I supposed to do with my life? But I kept reading all these esoteric texts and poets. And so William Blake said, the path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. And that kind of blew my mind the first time I read it. The path of excess. What does excess mean? Excess means, maybe it could mean a lot of things. It could mean doing drugs. It could mean being promiscuous. It could mean drinking. And anything else comes under that. And he said, the path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. And I thought about that for a long time. And I understood it. I understood it. Because, you know, when I'm talking to you guys, it's like in this lifetime, I've experienced so many things that I know what other people are going through. I mean, it's part of the Ra group phenomena, which I'm sure I'm connected to the Ra group. And that, if you've been there and done that, you have the ability then to counsel other people. Because you're not speaking like a should, or you're not speaking from a high place. You just understand that they do this. Here's the repercussions of it. And that's the palace of wisdom. Understanding this realm and being able to see the underlying patterns and causes of why things happen here. What are the agendas underlying? And I never even dreamed how far it would go. I mean, now we got ETs and aliens. What are their agendas? What are the agendas of the Illuminati? But, you know, you can watch all these agendas. You can watch them all. And once you've mastered detachment, you just can say, okay, it is what it is. It is what it is. And can I stop it? No. I can talk about it to other people. Might help bring awareness. That's positive. If enough people bring awareness to something, sometimes it'll stop. People won't give it power. But they do certain things to get fear, and fear gives it power. So at least don't be part of giving it fear, okay? Don't do it. It's like, be detached. You know, when we hear the Elohim talk, you can hear the level of detachment. They have both attachment and such great love, because they've been observing this realm for God knows how long. They've seen things fall apart numerous times. They've seen things pick themselves up. They've seen beings that are in this realm end up from this planet to that planet and having to continue their evolution. And that one of the things about it is you have endless chances. You never lose your chance. Nothing is permanent. It's all in a flow. So all you have to do is become detached, work around stuff. You know, when you're detached, you can go in and have experiences. You can say, if it doesn't work out, I'll go next. And that's part of what you need. Sometimes you need an experience to teach you about that experience so you can finally let go of it. Because, for example, the idea of having this huge romantic love relationship, and people are always looking for it, and it's pretty rare that you have anything in the physical realm that matches the fantasy of what you think it's going to be. And even when you find somebody, you know, most of the time, even when the beginning stage is beautiful, even when there's a lot of love transference, most of the time after 6 months, it's in a different place. And you don't have that high emotion. It's not wrong that it's in a different place. It's that hopefully the different place is even better, because it gets into more stability, more compassion, real understanding of each other's natures. Because the romantic phase is where somebody's exalted. Everybody's exalted. And nobody can live up to being exalted except Jesus. And it's like, who wants to be exalted? But romantic love is exaltation of the other person, and vice versa. And it does not sustain, not to my awareness. After a while, everyone's shadow side is going to come up. And if people haven't developed the tools for working with their shadow sides, it's going to be nightmarish. The shadow side is not, it doesn't mean you're bad. Everyone has a shadow side. It's part of the mix. And it's, can you accept your shadow side? Can you not inflict it on other people? Can you observe it? Learn about your shadow side. You know, this is a topic. Maybe somebody has something they'd like to share on it. Because I don't even know. Maybe everybody knows this. Maybe it's obvious. But in any case, I'm going to unmute you all. If you're talking in the background, well, we can just mute you here and see if you have any thoughts on this topic of detachment. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, everybody's unmuted.
I like the that you brought up the shadow side. Everybody has a shadow side. I think it's quite it hit me kind of.
You never get spiritual enough not to have a shadow side.
No, I'm having a hard time understanding whether you're saying attachment or detachment.
Well, I'm saying detachment. Detachment. Okay?
Thank you.
How are you going to graduate this realm if you're attached to being here?
Right.
And you know, sometimes people have the wherewithal to graduate and they choose not to because they're staying here for the love of someone else who's not going to graduate, like their children or their family. Okay, it's all tricky. You know, you don't have to look at graduating as like a great thing. I hope it is. Maybe it is. But, you know, when we talk to Carla, she's busy on the other side. She's not going up into woo-woo land. She's going up into semi-woo-woo land. And she's working, still working. So is Don Elkins, you know. It's like the Ra group is a worker group. They are working for the upliftment of the universe. Anyone else have something to share?
Middle shy.
Everyone's shy, right?
Yeah.
No, you know, I'll bet you there.
No,
I'll
we're all detached.
I think so.
I love that.
How many who's listening that is thinking, I want to say that, but everyone's going to think I'll be dumb, okay? This is a chance to be detached and say it.
I'm detached.
Are you detached?
Yep.
I can tell. You didn't used to be detached, right?
I know, but I am now.
Yes.
Me too.
I think I am as well.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, but you're saying about accepting in the now, and then you're detached from the rest.
Yeah. Okay. Who's
listening? If I had a family, though, I'm not sure I could say that.
Okay.
If I had my own children, I'm not sure I could say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some children are really worth coming back a million years for. You realize that? And others are not. Okay?
Yeah.
And don't kid yourself. Just because you have children. In any case,
you gotta have some degree of detachment, otherwise you'd be dead.
If you have to have some attachment or you'd be dead?
It's like loosening of the umbilical cord.
Right. You know, there's higher levels of connection than attachment, okay? And when you start to get into the higher levels of connection, like, oh my God, I made that person smile. What a great experience. Or somebody asked me a question and I told them something really wise and they got it. And that made me feel really good. It did feel good. It's a higher level of connection that goes beyond 3D reward system. Okay?
Yeah.
And it happens spontaneously. You can't look for it, but you have to be a little bit detached for it to happen. Because if I was attached, and I used to be this way, I would be like, if I said that, I'd offend them, right? Or they may not like me if I say that. Or, you know, I have to go out on this limb to say things that really make a difference. And when I do, I take a risk. But I have to be detached enough to take the risk. Jerry has to be detached when she channels, because she doesn't know what they're going to say. But we always say we're not ready, okay? It's like, it's very good exercise. Very good exercise to observe yourself really carefully and see if you can identify the places where you're attached. And ask yourself, you really want that attachment, and say, no, I want to, I'd like to get around that. And then just observe the attachment. You know, as soon as you observe something, you are looking at it from a place above it. And observation is one of the best ways to get out of attachment, you know? Okay, I'm having a fight with my wife tonight, or my husband. Oh, hi, honey, yeah, I'm gonna, oh, yeah. You go through it and say, oh, well, there it is again. And don't be attached. Don't be mad at them, you know? Walk out of the room, say, I'm not talking about this anymore. Keep in mind that you are a sovereign being. You are a sovereign being. And you can walk out of a room. You can walk out of a door. You know, I know all the problems that happen is one gets their security connected with someone else, but the relationship is not actually giving them what they want. So they can't leave the relationship because they don't know how they pay their rent. That's a dilemma. But you got to figure your way out of it. I don't know the answer. Still have to making money on the side. Do a little business. Get a job. You know, oh, my husband doesn't want me to work. Well, do it anyway. You don't have to do what he says. Oh, but he'll beat me. All right. That's a harder one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, call your mother. That's what mothers are for. The rest of people, when their husbands are beating them. But my mother, oh my God, she didn't accept me. She yelled at me all the time when I was a kid. Okay, you came in here to this realm to overcome that obstacle. You came in to develop enough anger and enough power chakra that you can push through it. You know what? I didn't know how to do this. I was in the same dilemmas when I was younger. I went through, God, so much stuff. And, you know, everything I went through got me stronger. You know, ask yourself, what is the blessing in this? Find out what's the blessing in the circumstance, right? Like, I'm stuck in bed all day. I'm not feeling well. My legs hurt. Well, if you were in good shape, you'd probably be having a million affairs and getting yourself into deep karma. Or you'd be breaking hearts and people would be killing themselves. You know, it's like, I'm protecting myself so I don't... I mean, think it through so you can look at it. And then when you start laughing at it, you can probably get better because you're finished with the karma. I'm not going to do that. Okay, God, if I get better, I'm not going to do that. All right, it's 7:55. Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm monopolizing everything tonight, okay?
Yeah, but it's really interesting.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
And our source has said in the past, look from the top down, and it's kind of like you look from the design at the ground floor, and because that's you as well. And I think that's an important message, yeah.
If you can step out of yourself and look at the situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And laugh at your dilemmas and find someone else that can laugh with you. That's what, if you're using Team Shift right, that would be a good place to do it, okay? All right. Well,
like Terry says, get herself out of the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
just fly beyond Ananda.
Of all the things I can say about Terry, she is detached, okay?
Terry.
Earth to Terry.
Yeah, right. Right. Right.
Much love to you all. 6:55.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, I still have a place. I'll play a song and close it off, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to build the world.